If you have your Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 1 this morning, 2 Timothy chapter 1, we'll begin reading at verse 7. The Bible says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Now watch this, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." I mean, I want to preach on just a little while this morning this question: will you be saved? Will you be saved? You say, "Well, preacher, that's a silly question, because we've already accepted the Lord, and we've already been God by birth into the family of God, so we are saved." Amen, but I want to say, praise God, that God has some help for us that we're neglecting. I believe we're neglecting the very help that God wants to give us in the last day that we live, to encouraging of our heart, lifting us up above all the obstacles that we face, realizing that there is a true and a living God today that wants to help me and you. He's wanting to encourage us, He's wanting to help us, and He's wanting to lift us up. But if we ain't very careful, Paul's admonishing a young Timothy here, and he says, "You've got some sickness and ailment, some afflictions in your flesh, but praise be to God, there's a God of glory and ain't a God of fear." Amen. Praise God, but He's a God of encouragement and not discouragement. He's there to lift you up and not push you down. He's there to give you that, praise God, that you need day by day. And glory, that you might be strengthened in the Lord. Hey, lift Him up, people. Shout His praises, because He is good. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve today. Bless His holy name. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "You're not getting, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear." Amen. Old fellow said one time, "There's nothing to fear but fear itself." But praise God, when we're serving God, amen, we don't have nothing to fear. No, we put ourselves in His hands. Amen. But the Bible tells us, praise God, that we're saved by the marvelous grace of God. We put ourselves in His hand through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, that covers our sin while we're in the Father's hand. Praise God, and He'll cover that sin and cover that sin. You say, "Is that a license of sin?" God forbid. Yes, but praise God, it's that help we need, that we won't sin and we won't break the heart of God. Amen. I believe we get caught up so much in this whole flesh that we get afraid that we'll mess up. But I will say, God never give us a spirit of fear. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. We aren't to be afraid, because we got to realize who's on our side. We got to realize that we've got a risen Savior, praise God, an advocate with the Father, sitting at the right hand of God to help me and you. Amen. We have a force to be reckoned with, praise God, that lives down in the depths of our soul. Praise the good God of glory that'll keep us moving on. Amen. He'll help us to go in the right direction if we just listen to Him. He said we shouldn't have a spirit of fear. He said, "Well, what did He say? A spirit of power." Amen. He said all power is given to Him in heaven and earth. The Lord God of glory. Hey, listen, the one we serve, the one we walk with day by day, pray God, one whose footsteps we're a follower, pray God, has all power. He's got all the power in heaven, praise God, and He's not ashamed to send that power to earth. Amen. He has power to overcome the forces of evil that so easily beset me and you. Evil's everywhere. We're living in a wicked time. But I will say, praise God, there's a living Savior, a risen Savior, praise God, set His right hand to the Father, who knows all about the times. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we think, well, we're the only ones going through this. I've got news flash, praise God. There's a whole lot of folks right where you're at. Amen. You know what the difference will be between you and them? Praise God, as you'll say, you know what? I'm not afraid of the circumstances. Praise God. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and He empowers me. Amen. Amen. I'm apt to sin any day. I mean, these preachers falling away everywhere you look. But praise God, I'm not afraid of falling away. I'm not of those that goes back to perdition. Praise God, I've got my eyes on Jesus. I've got my eyes on the prize. I'm a winner. Glory be to God. And I'm going to press on for tomorrow. At high calling, praise God. Hey, I ain't going to quit till I get there. Amen. When you put your eyes on the prize, praise God, it makes all the difference. If we ain't careful, we get to looking back. I won't say looking back's a distraction. You get to driving down the road in your automobile, and you get to looking back. If you ain't careful, you'll run slap over somebody, or you'll run slap out of the road. Amen. See what happens when you run over somebody? It ain't good. But if we get to looking back, praise God, what we'll do is we might mangle two or three along the way. Amen. But praise God, I ain't going to tell them about my past. Amen. But what I'm going to do, brother, I'm going to tell them about my future. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, my past is tarnished. My past is black. Amen, brother. But glory be to God. There's a good God of glory that lift me up past my past, praise God, and headed me for the future. I'm headed heaven bound with the hammer down, praise God. Ain't nowhere to look back or quit. Amen, praise God. He's done a marvelous work in my life. Amen. He's put a power and a presence in there. Amen. Glory be to you. Boy, I can preach this all day. God is so good. Amen. He comes and gives us not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. We're dynamos. Where we get our word dynamite. Said it's explosive. So there's a power, praise God. It ain't, hey, man can't harness it. Amen. People can't, hey, listen, they can't get a hold of this. They can't contain. Hey, when it gets, hey, man, that power goes exploding down in my soul. I can't contain it. It gets blowing up, and it gets to running out and running over. And praise God, next thing you know, it'll be getting on you and on you and on you. And praise God, we'll begin to get, hey, glory, that spirit of power. Amen. Begins to move out upon our lives. But if we ain't very careful, we'll neglect the very power of God. Amen, because we get caught up in that spirit of fear. But God never, hey, listen, that spirit of fear ain't of God. That spirit of fear is of the devil. You say, Bible says here plainly, he shall tell him, Paul's not going to tell him, he's not going to tell him a lie, because this is the life book that they say Paul probably ever read before he was martyred, before he was put to death. And he said, Timothy, God, he said, let me stir you up in remembrance of just how good God is. It don't matter about the afflictions and the trials and the things you go to. Just remember how good God is. Amen. When things get tough and it seems like darkness is overshadowing you, just remember how good God is. Amen. No, hey, it don't matter what you're going through, praise God. God's still good. God hasn't changed one bit, praise God. God's still God, no matter the circumstance. Amen. He's there looking at you, and He sees you, praise God, and He knows just where you're at. Glory to God, He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but said He'd be there in the midst. I'm glad every time we gather together up here on the hill, there He is. I'm glad, hey, glory, listen, hey, we better not take that for granted. There's a whole lot of places where they're meeting today, and they ain't no God. Amen. You know why? Because they've been overtaken by a spirit of fear. They're afraid to worship God in spirit and truth. They're afraid to lift up our voices and pray. They're afraid to say amen. I told you what, you can preach this little old preacher death. All you got to do is get in there and say, amen, preacher. Amen. Them little old nurses, them little old black ladies over here at the nursing home after a while, praise God, they'll get two or three in there, and praise God, they'll hook up. We'll hook up with them, glory be to God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They about preach me to death. Amen. I go out of there wrung plumb out, Brother Andrew. Glory be to God. Why? Because there's somebody there, glory to God, that ain't caught up in a spirit of fear. But they got a spirit of power from God. You say, well, preacher, how could those folks... Them little old folks all beat up in them wheelchairs and everything else. How can they have that kind of power? It's not of them. It's of God. These are forced to be reckoned with in the children of God. I told you before, boy, Brother Dave, we come together in one heart, one mind, one accord. Praise God, there's nothing the devil can do with that. He may fight, but praise God, when we submit to the Lord and resist the devil, he'll have to flee. You say, why is that? Because he can't find nowhere to plant a seed. Hello? See, if we ain't careful, we'll give the devil a place to plant his seed. And if we ain't careful, we'll dig him a spot and we'll hoe it and we'll cultivate it for him. Amen? We'll do it in our own lives if we ain't careful. Because we get caught up in that spirit of fear. But praise God, he's not the God of fear. He's the God of power. And we have power, praise God, when the devil goes to sow a seed, we kick it out of the way and say, no, thank you, devil, I don't need that. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to sow those good things in my life, which Christ Jesus, my Savior. Praise the Lord. He said, but there's power. He said, not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. And he said, you get that? When you get a spirit of power, you get a spirit of love. Amen. That's that charity. Charity is love in action. That's reaching out and touching one another. Amen. And I'm not talking about poking them in the nose either. Amen. I'm talking about getting them and loving them in the embrace of God and the love and compassion of a heart, a godly heart, and saying, you know what? Praise God. I'm going to put you before me. You know what happened? I told you before, we get to lifting other people up. We get to helping others. We get to encourage them. We'll forget about how bad we feel. We'll forget about some of our afflictions and our trials. And pray God. Why? Because we get out of that spirit of fear, amen, and we get in the power of God, and we get in the love of God, and we begin to help where we can. And boy, God bless that. Well, God honor that. He'll help. He'll reach out and he'll begin to touch, and he'll begin to tug. Amen. And those old lost sinners out there, praise God, they'll begin to get the Holy Ghost of God dealing with their heart. They won't be able to run far enough. They won't be able to hide deep enough. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, he'll track them down where they are. Amen. A love of God, of compassion about their heart. And amen, they begin to weep and to cry and seek God with all their heart. Said you'll find him when you seek him. Paul said, because he's not far from you. He's just right there. Amen. He's waiting. He's longing. He said, come unto me. All you weary and heavy laden. I'll give you some rest. I'll take a burden off of you. I'll let you carry my load's light. Amen. He said, I'll swap with you. Amen. You're here this morning. Maybe you got a load. You need to swap with Jesus. Amen. Just bring his and carry, bring yours and take his. His burden's light. He said, just believe on me. Amen. He said, put your trust in me. Rely on me. Praise God. Hey, that's not too bad a burden. Amen. You're casting all your cares upon me. Because I care for you. Amen. And you and you. And you and you. I care for you. Praise God. He cares for his own. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, have that power. He said, God given us power. And love, and he's given us a sound mind. Amen. That mind, that sound mind is a mind of self-control. That's a disciplined mind. See, when you get the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, he becomes your Lord and Savior. He becomes to discipline your body because he disciplines your mind. Amen. When you're born again, when you're truly born again, praise God, we have a change of mind and we have a change of heart. It changes the mind. It changes the heart. It converts me and you. It regenerates us. We're born again. Amen. He said we're born from above through the Word of God, through the truth that it speaks. He said we're born into the family of God. Praise God. We become members with Him. Amen. We become part of the inheritance, part of the heritage of God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Well, if we could ever get this, if we could ever get this up here, see, I believe there's a lot of people got it up here, but it's never sunk down to here. I mean, if we can get it up here, see, I believe there's a whole lot of folks going to miss it by 16 inches. Because we got it in our head. We know Jesus loves us. We know he cares. We know he died for us. But we don't believe in our heart that he rose again for me and you. He rose, praise God, so that we can rise up too. God never intended for us to be held down, praise God, but God said, designed for me and you to be set at liberty through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To have power and joy in our lives. Joy comes from the Lord. Remember what I told you, happiness depends on what happens. Hey, so many people that's running around all over this world looking for happiness. I talk to people all the time having marriage difficulties. They say, well, preacher, I just want to be happy. Amen. Well, let me tell you how to be happy. Praise God. Get the joy of the Lord in your heart. Amen. Get the joy of the Lord in your soul. Praise God. And it won't matter the happiness. It won't matter the circumstances. Praise God. You can rejoice in the Lord and be happy. Amen. Praise God. God becomes a motivating force down in your soul. Amen. Glory be to God. He said that. Why? Because that love and that soundness of mind. We go to another place. Now my wife makes fun of me because that's why she, when I'm on my way to church, she don't ever let me drive. You ever notice that? Very seldom do I drive to church. Because she said, you're not here. She said, you're in another place. Amen. My mind stayed on the Lord. And I'm looking, I'm praying, I'm saying, oh God, help my heart. That I might help some brothers and sisters in Christ. Help me, oh God, to be a blessing to someone. So she won't let me drive. Brother Robert, he does the same thing. Just Susie said, he's in his happy place. He gets to singing in his heart. Making melody. Glory be to God. He gets to making melody down in his soul, praise God. And she don't let him drive either. Amen. Why? Because there's a connection. Amen. Because of that power that God's give us. Amen. Because that love that's instilled in, because that soundness of mind, we know who God is. Amen. We know the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's on our side. And if He's for us, who can be against us? Amen. We have an abiding force, praise God, it's so great, it'll push out all that opposition. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm glad I can go to my happy place. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, we ought to all have a happy place in the Lord because of the joy that fills our soul. Because Jesus Christ is real. You believe that this morning? You believe it? You believe it? Paul said we go through afflictions. He said, but we're not supposed to be ashamed of the testimony. Be thou not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. He was a prisoner on purpose. Amen. Paul was at that bondservant. And the master said, hey, listen. He said, you've been a good servant. You've been faithful. He said, I'm going to set you free. But Paul said, I was a bond servant under the Lord. Praise God. I said, I stood up against the door. I handed him the awl. I said, go ahead and poke your hole. Make your mark on me. Praise God. I volunteer to stay with you. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm a bond servant of my Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, here it is, Lord. I'm going to stay with you. Glory be to God. Amen. He said, I'm not because I have to. See, I think a lot of us, praise God, we worship and serve the Lord on Sunday and Wednesday night, maybe, and Sunday night, because we think we have to. But Jeff, I thank God I'm able to. I thank God for the privilege He gives me to be in the house of God with the people of God. Amen. Getting ready to go to be with the family of God. In just a little while, praise. If you don't like this, amen, you won't like heaven. When Sister Helen, some of these saints of God get up praising God, thanking you for the years, and thank you for the help and the hope and encouragement, just being able to be there for somebody, glory be to God, that excites me. Amen. You know what? You say, well, preacher, why does that excite you so much? Because, praise God, that rings prayer bells in heaven. There's some bells in heaven go off when God's people praise Him. Amen. I want to say He's worthy of all our praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, but thou be partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. You know, if we're going to be in this thing, if we're going to serve the Lord right, we're going to stay in it to the end, praise God, we'll have to go through some afflictions. Amen. But Paul would go on. He'd say, you know, I count all this but light afflictions. He said, all these afflictions are light compared to the glory I'm going to behold. Amen. Listen, no matter what we go through here, praise God, this is as bad as it gets. Amen. Glory be to God. I told you, I believe it was last week, I was out visiting and I went to somebody's house and it was so hot. And I said, glory be to God. I'm glad I'm a child of God. Amen. Yep. Amen. I said, I'm saved. I said, boy, it's hot today. And I said, they said, boy, it's hot, ain't it? And I said, yeah. I said, but I'm glad I'm a child of God. And they looked at me, what's that got to do with it? I said, praise God, I'm not going to have to fill food with no heat after this. Amen. Amen. This is the hottest I'm going to have to endure. Amen. Amen. I've been promised heaven. I believe heaven's a perfect 72 degrees. Amen. With a cool breeze a-blowing. Amen. Glory be to God. The trees, the leaves just are giving it that. They're waving it for the... Glory be to God. That tree for the healing of the nations. Just a waving at us. Everything's all right now. Amen. Every time you look at it, praise God, he said that serpent on the cross, he lifted it up. He said he would look and live, I believe, one day. We'll look at that tree alive. Glory be to God, and them leaves are waving for the glory of God. And they'll say, hey, when you look, you live. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, young and you, we need to gear up because it's getting better. It's getting better, praise God, where we're going. We've got a blessed hope. Amen. If you be saved... Amen. Glory be to God. He said, this same God who hath saved us. Now, I want you to notice that's past tense. Amen. I want to say the work of Calvary is finished. When he said it is finished. Amen. That means it's finished. Amen. So the work of Calvary is finished for me and you. Praise God. The work is done. It's finished. He said he has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Amen. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've tried and tried to be good, and I can't be good. You can't be good enough. But he said, there's a great God and the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who's good in you. Not of righteousness that we have done, not of works that we have done, but of the righteousness of God. The rightness in Christ Jesus, praise God. He's our intermediary, mediator of one, praise the Lord, to take his righteousness and clothe us all upon with his. He takes, but you know, I was listening to a preacher the other day and he was making sense. He said, you know what we do? Instead of taking this verbatim, trusting in the Lord, amen, putting on that robe of righteousness. He said, what we want to do, Brother Rex, is we want to take that robe of righteousness and we want to put it on over our old filthy rags. Hello? We want to be clothed upon with the robe of righteousness, but we want to put it on over a bunch of old filthy rags. God ain't in that. He said, we have to come repentant before God. Amen. And say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. But you know why we won't? Because old pride wells up in us. And then rebellion takes over. And you say, well, I'll not do that today. I'll be all right. What if you get going down the road at 65 miles an hour, 4 feet from somebody else, and they swerve just a little bit because they're talking on their cell phone? Trying to text to put on her makeup. Amen. And it takes you out of here. Man, will you be saved? Oh yeah, if you've been born again, praise God, you're still born again believer. Praise, but I wouldn't want to go out of here with my relationship with God broken. That fellowship cast aside. I wouldn't want to be cast. I wouldn't want to have to go out of here shipwrecked. Amen. I wouldn't want God to put me on a shelf. Amen. I want to go out here rejoicing and praising and magnifying His name. I want to run, praise God, into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. With glory in my soul. Amen. He said, we can. It's because He saved us and He's called us. He says, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which is given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Do you realize before you was ever thought of, before you was ever even a gleam in your daddy's eye. Praise God, Jesus had you on His mind. Glory to God. And He thought about you before you was even here. And the Father said, what are we going to do about fallen humanity? And the Son, which was there, which created it all. He said, without Him was not anything made that was made. Glory to God. Every time we look around, every time I look back through here and I see your faces, I think, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for creating Alex. Amen. Thank you for creating Andrew. Thank you, Lord, for putting people in our lives that's gathered together for your glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before Jesus thought about that, and he looked around and praised God. He said, Father, I'll go. He said, I'll go. He said, I'll be the propitiation. I'll be that price of sin. He that knew no sin became sin for me and you on the cross of Calvary. Shed his blood. Amen. He could have, I mean, his heart was broken. He was having to endure something. I mean, you talk about, just think about this. Brother Andrew, you're here, you're a man, and just assume that you'd never made a mistake. You'd never told a lie. You'd never done anything wrong. You'd always lived a perfect life. And all of a sudden, the Heavenly Father speaks to your heart and He says, it's time. It's time. And He crossed that valley, through that Kidron Valley toward the Garden of Gethsemane, and His heart was torn. Because He was 100% God, but He was also... He was also 100% like me and you. He was 100% man. And He went into that garden and He wept through the bitterness of His soul. So, oh God, is it happy? If there's any other way, let this cup pass from Him. But He knew. See, that was the man speaking. But the God side was on the other side. And He said, this is the only way. And He went to Calvary. Pray that high priestly prayer. He said, take care of, Lord, just bless me and help me to endure. He said, bless these that's come along beside me, these disciples. And praise God, He looked down through the generations, the eons of people, me and you, Brother Billy. He looked down on us and He said, touch Brother Billy. Oh, God, help me, merciful to him, a sinner. He said, because one day in a little while, I want him to be with me where I am. Amen. Glory be to God. He went on to the cross. Got there and the Bible said that He laid down His life. See, they didn't have to grab Him and hold Him and pull Him down. But they laid that old cross there. They come over and He said, hold on a minute, fellas. So hold on a minute. I got this. He went over that old rugged cross and He laid down there. Crossed His feet and put them on the bottom of that beam. Took Him arms and laid them across that top beam. And He said, all right, fellas. Go ahead. And they come up there with them old rusty spike nails. Every lick He took. See, they'd done beat Him. They'd done beat His bodies to ribbons. The Bible says He was marred. He in Isaiah 52, He was marred more than, His visage was marred more than any man. He was beaten. He was beaten beyond recognition. He was swollen, beaten. His flesh was torn. Yet He laid down His life and bled for me and you. Praise God. So that we might go free. See, that's why I'm saying, would you be saved? Will we be saved? Will we accept the Lord Jesus Christ? He from the beginning of the world, before the world began. Now that's what He said. But was now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. The one that came for me and you came from glory. Amen. And came down here for me and you and hung on the cross of Calvary. To shed His blood, to give it freely, that we might go free. But listen to what He says, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. How do we know it's real? How do we know? Because we have the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the volume of the book, He said, it's written of me. He said, this is how much I care for you. This is how much I have for you. This is the hope I have to give and to give out. Amen. He says, wait, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and a apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. See, Paul says, we're all going through some afflictions, but they're light afflictions, youngest, compared to what we're going to be, the glory that we're going to behold one day. See what we got to do? We have to do like old Nehemiah. I've been preaching on Nehemiah. If you've been listening Wednesday night, man, you Lord been blessing my heart. Amen. He's been a touching my soul with the Nehemiah. Nehemiah, help you if you'll read it, study it. Amen. But he said, you know what happened? We get to looking at the rubbish and we can't see the walls of building. We can't get to the foundation for the rubbish. But boy, when you get that rubbish out of the way, we get our eyes on the Lord, praise God. He said, hey, listen, hey, it's a bunch of rubbish, but praise God, when I get my eyes off the rubbish, I begin to see the wall. Amen. Amen. He goes on, he says, for I know whom I have believed. And am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Amen. So Paul said here, he said, he's a great big God of love. He said, he's offered us salvation. He's offered us the help. He's offered us the hope. He's offered us the encouragement. But will we receive it to ourselves? It's not just about making a profession for to forgive our sins, and it's not just about the profession, and it's about a possession. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ being the Lord of your life. It's not about the fear that overwhelms us, but about that power of God and the love of God and the soundness of mind and the attitude and the ability to follow God. He said, we don't have the capacity, but praise God, He has the power to draw us along, to pull us along. He said, I'm persuaded, I know whom I believe. He said, I know that He's manifest Himself. I know that Jesus lived. Yes, amen. Amen. You know the amazing thing about that? Scientists have been trying to prove that Jesus never existed. And the more they try to prove it, the more they have proof that He did. And that He died. He was crucified on a cross. That we know it because the Bible said there was many infallible witnesses. Amen. That Jesus got up, praise God. Amen. It said He rose. Why? Because God said so. Amen. Amen. Because God said so, we believe it. Amen. Said He rose again from the dead. He got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. So in other words, He says we've manifestation has been there. Amen. We've seen that He's abolished death. I told you a while back, there's nothing to this dying thing. I mean, the hard part's living. I mean, when it comes time to die, God will just begin to snuff you out, take you out, praise God. There's nothing, praise the Lord, there's nothing to it. That day when I was having surgery, my heart rate dropped down to 20 and all that stuff. Amen. It was just floating off into nothingness. Amen. And I thought, well, what about my wife? And the Lord said, well, same one taking care of you's got her. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there's nothing to dying. Amen. But the hard part's living. But the Bible tells us that, praise God, through the manifestation of Lord Jesus Christ, we can believe on Him, and He abolished death, and He gives us life. And that life is eternal. See, the life He offers, listen to me, it never ends. You say, well, preacher, I've seen people, we rolled people up here to the front of the church and we put them in a box. Hey, man, I want to say glory be to God. If we're a child of God, that's a hope chest, and we put that old temple of clay in. But glory be to God, if we're a child of God, they're in the presence of the Lord. How do you know? Because the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and when the trumpet sounds and the shout goes out, glory be to God, He said God will bring with Him those that's in glory. Oh, are we going to have us a hallelujah homecoming? Amen. Holy Ghost revival in the skies. Praise God one day in just a little while. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. He said, I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? Are you persuaded? So, like the Lord Jesus Christ, will you be saved? Are you persuaded? See, we can know that we're saved because we're persuaded. And when we're persuaded, praise God, He takes away that spirit of fear. Amen. I'm not afraid of anything this world has because my God's got this. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, it's waxing worse and worse. The Bible said it would before the end. But I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of the end. Because praise God, I'm not afraid of tomorrow because I know who holds tomorrow. Amen. I know the God. Hey, praise God from the... He said before the world began, He said, I've got this. Amen. Hey, so many people, it blows my mind. They talk about all this global warming and all this stuff. Praise God. And if they just look up in the sky, Brother David, and see the sun is shining, praise God, it's been shining for 1,000 years, burning at 280 million foot-pounds of energy for thousands of years, and God's got that. Praise God, believe He's got everything else. They said this past weekend, I don't know if you've ever seen it, it come after midnight, so I didn't see it. But they said they was going to be like over 200, 400 something comets that was shooting. That was going to come through the air and you could see them. Anybody see that? Amen. Just imagine that. All these comets that's coming through the air and God just... Amen. But just think of the millions and millions of stars that's up there that's been there and they're still sitting right there. Why? Because that's where God put them. He said, I'll give you a little light. He said, I'm going to put you here. And I'm going to put you here. and I'm going to put you. But you know what he's doing? He's bringing up some stars down at the house of God. Amen. And he's saying, Brother Jeff, he said, I'm going to put you here, and I'm going to put you here, and I'm going to put you here. And he said, you just shine, glory. And he put you here. And he said, I'm going to put you here. And you just shine for the glory of God. Why? Because you're not a child of fear. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're children of the power of God. Paul says, I'm not afraid, amen, of the gospel of Christ. He said, for I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded, what? That he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. So I don't worry about it because I don't have me. I'm not taking care of me.
Amen.
Amen. I belong to the Most High God. Amen. Glory be who puts the stars in the heavens. Amen. When you go down there to the beach, he's the one, Brother Chris, that put that ocean there in the place, and he said, he drew a line in that sand, and he said, this is as far as you go. That amazes me. That amazes me. Quiet. You say, why? Because he's an amazing God. I can't figure him out. But I've told you before, if I could figure him out, he wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. But praise God, he's right there, and he's looking down upon us. He loves us, and he cares for us. And he's asked a question. He said, will you be saved? Paul said, and in this text, he said, will you be saved? Will you forget about the fear of the world and the anguish of the world? Amen. We look around and we see the things that's going on. We see our politicians, craziest mess I've ever seen in my life. The rest of the world's laughing at us. It's like a cartoon. Amen. You got on both sides just goofy as can be. Crazy. People that's murdered and killed and maimed. People that's just corrupt and it's just everywhere. But God, we're looking for God to rise, not to rise up a man to take care of this, but to bring on a Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. You're going to rise up and say, you know what? I am the power and the law. Pray God. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. Do you believe this? Amen. Will you be saved? Will you accept what He's got for you? You put away that spirit of fear and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, you know what? I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He's able to keep that I've committed. But what I'm asking today, will you be saved? Will you make that commitment to Him? Just like we did when we brought up here and nailed it to the cross. Say, Lord God, I'm not going to carry this. No, I'm going to bring it to You. I'm going to bring it to the foot of You. I'm going to nail it to the cross. Lord, I'm going to commit myself to You. Would you be willing to bring yourself and nail yourself to the cross? Amen. Say, Lord, here am I. And praise the Lord. Just like Isaiah did, Lord, here am I. See, you would say, well, preacher, it's too hard. We've been doing this 50. Let me say this, and I'm done. We've been doing this 52 days challenge to try to live as close to Christ as we can for 52 days. And some of you have come to me and said, boy, this is the most difficult thing I've ever done. It's hard being a child of God. It's hard living right. But when we start thinking about what we're doing, when we start thinking about how we act and how we react, what we say and what we shouldn't say, amen. When we commit it to the Lord and say, God, help me today to be that You'd have me to be. You know what He does? He encircles with this. He encircles Him great old big loving arms. He pulls us unto Himself. And praise God, when you get that kind of hedge about you, things will be all right. You know what? Things are starting to look up. I've heard people say, well, you know what? It's not as hard now as it was. Well, because the Bible said, James said, and we say it all the time, submit yourself to God. And resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Amen. He don't have nothing to work with. If you give him a little space, he drives wedges between you. But when you encircle about with God, and God encircles about, and you commit yourself to the Lord, he ain't got nowhere to go. Amen. So, and the thing about the devil, he's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. Amen. For him to get in, you got to open the door and let him in. But if we keep the door shut, amen, and we keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, will you be saved? Will you allow the Lord to not be saved, but to be safe? Wouldn't it be nice to be safe? What do you say? I'm saying cutting away that spirit of fear. Say, you know what, God? I know that You got this. And I'm just trusting You. What about you this morning? What about you?